I wanna take you back to intimacy. Back to intimacy.
Come on, won't you come with me?
I wanna take you back to intimacy.
Come on, won't you come with me?
Back to intimacy.
Come on, won't you go with me?
Back to a time when it was cool to be a gentleman, opening doors and having a woman walk on the inside. Back to when a man displayed dignity and pride. Hello everyone, this is The Next Level, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Back to Intimacy. My show will be about love, intimacy, and passion, along with the challenges and successes it takes to navigate through it. Also, we'll be touching on other interesting and fascinating topics. This show is definitely for the grown and sexy. So, light your candles, get your favorite drink, and let's do this. I'm your host, The Next Level, and this is Back to Intimacy.
I want to take you back to intimacy.
Come on, won't you go with me?
Back to intimacy.
Come on, won't you go with me?
I want to take you back to.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Back to Intimacy, and tonight is our Sensual Whispers Ladies Night Show. From time to time, I like to do these, you know, special editions to just kind of show the ladies some love and thanks for all the things that they do on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, the Sensual Whispers Ladies Night Show, like I said, is a way of saying thank you. Now, we'll also be touching on, you know, different conversations and different topics as far as relationships go. You know what I mean? Just really getting an understanding of the communication that is necessary to be had between men and women, you know, so we can, because let's be honest, y'all, we got there's a situation going on, man, with our communication. It's kind of like a breakdown. So what I want to do is explore that and see what we can do to, you know, assess the situation, but also find some solutions. We ain't going to be throwing people under the bus or throwing shade at nobody, but we're just going to be real and 100 and see what we can do to bring everybody back together. But tonight, it's all about the ladies, all right? So the first half of our show, I'm going to be rocking with some romantic tracks, all right? The second half of the show, I'm going to do my thing, which is, well, actually, it's all my thing, you know what I mean? But I'll be going into some erotic tracks, man. We're going to take you there, you know, hope y'all dig the flow. Now, this is all original music. You ain't going to hear it nowhere but right here at Back to Intimacy. So that's enough being said. Come on, y'all, let's get into some music, okay? I'm The Next Level, and this is Sensual Whispers Ladies Night.
Come chill with me. Come, baby, won't you chill with me? Come on, baby, chill with me. Warmth radiates through every molecule of my existence.
That's why I can't wait for you to come and chill with me.
Never closes. She's open 24/7,
even on holidays. I appreciate what you do on any given day, and I wrote this piece just to say. Speak of your beauty, I'm just not speaking of your outer beauty, but your inner beauty as well. You see, long after the outer beauty fades, inner beauty continues to radiate. Seems like sometimes the end is nowhere in sight, yet you continue to keep going and going. The last to bed, the first to rise. I don't know how you do it. I get exhausted just watching you. I appreciate what you do on any given day, and I wrote this piece just to say.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Back to Intimacy podcast. But tonight we're doing something special, which is the Ladies Night. Well, actually, Sensual Whispers, the Ladies Night show. And this particular show is dedicated to just showing some love to our ladies out there, you know, letting them know that we appreciate them. And you know what? Just putting a couple of songs together where they ain't just being called, you know, I'm just going to put it out there, bitches and hoes through the whole song. I mean, how can you put together a song, a love song or something, and be calling the woman that you claim you love a bitch and a hoe? You know what I mean? So we're just taking it in a whole nother direction. And like I said, I'm not trying to throw any shade to those who dig that vibe or whatever. But here at Back to Intimacy, man, we going to keep it on the respect tip, man, and just show y'all some love, man. So the first two tracks y'all got done listening to was, what were they? I've been out the mix for a minute, man. So, you know, I'm just getting back into it. A couple things have changed here, but I'm really digging how everything is set up. So yeah, the first two tracks you got done listening to were Come Chill With Me and Beautiful. Those two tracks are actually available for purchase on Amazon.com. You can go to my website, www.backtointimacy.com, and on the very first page, you can just scroll down and you'll see a picture of me looking smooth and suave. All you got to do is click on that picture, and that'll take you right to where you need to go to Amazon to check out the tracks. But, yeah, so I hope you're digging what you're hearing tonight and you're feeling it. We're going to be doing, like I said, a lot more of this from time to time, at least once a month. You know, I've got a mass selection of tracks, man, so we're not going to be doing a lot of reruns unless you guys say, like, well, you know what, I really like that one song next. Could you put that in the Ladies Night show? Then if you request it, then we're going to make it happen. All right, so for right now, let's go ahead on and get back into some of this music, all right? I'm the next level, y'all, and this is Sensual Whispers, the Ladies' Night, all right?
Goes out to all my black Jews. Hey, we love you. like your long perm, head short, dyed afro, braided or in dreads. Don't you ever drop your head. Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place. And let nothing less than the look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black jewel, created in the shades of colors and hues. When God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you.
Flawless in form that even her imperfections
secondly, you heartless, because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold with a smile so brilliant it would blind you, so warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers. Yeah, this flower, y'all. Vibrant hues of femininity, radiant pastels of passion and sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once knew love but had forgotten its name. She serves as closing, I'd just like to say that just because one flower has been chosen from the garden doesn't mean that the remaining flowers are any less beautiful. This flower, y'all.
All right, y'all, welcome back. This is The Next Level. Your host of Back to Intimacy, and tonight is a very special night. It is Sensual Whispers Ladies Night, and this is, like I said, a little special something I like to put out there for the ladies to come in and just be adored, and you know what I mean? Just feel like they are what they are, you know, beautiful, special flowers and all of that. So that's what this particular show is about. Like I said, in other shows, we will be getting deep into relationships and just how to navigate through this whole thing of men, women and men, because basically, you know, we got down here on earth, you know what I mean? We need each other. So, and if there's some type of breakdown in communication is happening, we want to explore that and see if we can get it right. Like I said, we're not throwing the shade or hating on anybody, anything like that. It's all positive, man. It's all love. That's what we're trying to do here at Back to Intimacy. Now, you just got done listening to two of my original tracks, Black Jewel, which is like, I was just so tempted to go come in and just start performing that live, because that's pretty much like when I do live show, that's like one of my show openers, man. And I really, really, really enjoy that. And the second one was This Flower, which is another one of my show openers. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been back. So, you know, I'm just kind of like working out the bugs here, man. But I'm really feeling it. So I think I didn't got the BTR bug again. So y'all going to be hearing and seeing a lot of me, man. We're going to take it to where it needs to go in order for, like I said, us to accomplish what we're trying to do here. And that's bring the love back, taking y'all back to intimacy, huh? So we're going to go ahead on and get back into some more of these tracks, man. I'm The Next Level, and this is Ladies Night. Or let me do this right. I'm The Next Level, y'all. And this is Sensual Whispers Ladies Night.
All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to escape.
I'm asking is that you let yourself do escape into my eyes. Break out of the restraints of your disbelief. Dive into my dark fear. Become hypnotized by the tiny shimmering light. Their telepathic arias serenading your subconscious as you sit within the isolated fortress of yourself. How badly you want to leave from behind those walls that have been turned to steel by the blacksmiths of deception and misunderstanding. Even though you cleverly camouflaged all pathways that lead to you, I know deep within you want to be found.
All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to escape.
You ask because in your moments of secret desperation, when your thoughts screamed into the atmosphere, you need to be loved and understood. Your call did not fall on deaf ears. I heard you. I watched as those thoughts turned to hopeless tears and fell to the ground. I followed the trail that they left, reading the stories within each droplet until I reached your stronghold.
All I'm asking is that you allow yourself to
thank you. about to take you to the next level. But before we go, I just need to know, would it be cool if I wrote this poem exclusively for you? Created this composition to accompany my thoughts. Two components of my creativity, infusing from thought into reality in an attempt to display how significant you and this moment we share is to me. Would that be cool? Would it be cool? Would it be cool if we went back into time to the first sunrise, to the beginning of the first day? It would signify the beginning of our love, and how with each coming sunrise, it would be renewed, rejuvenated, reinvigorated of you. I would never tire. It would be my love for you that keeps me inspired. My nights would be spent watching you sleep, guarding you from all harm. Would it be cool? Adored you as they once did, the goddesses of ancient time. I would pay homage to you as they once did, the African goddess Oshun, bearing pure gifts of pure sweet water, peeled oranges, sliced apples that I would dip in pure honey and feed to you. Would you dance for me? Allow me of the wind in your hips, the ray of sunlight upon your lips, the shimmering of the stars in your eyes. Grant me passage into your solar system. Expose me to the beauty of each universe. Guide me, teach me. I will honor you.
Hello, y'all. Welcome back to Intimacy, Sensual Whispers, Ladies Night. I'm your host, The Next Level Man, and this is a segment I like to do from time to time, which is called Ladies Night. And like I said, it's all about showing the ladies love and appreciation. You know, at the top of the track, the top of that particular segment, you heard Escape, which is like one of the songs that I originally did when I first started out here. So, you know, me and that song got some history. And the thing that it's, to me, it's like one of my best songs. I mean, there's been times where I've been like rehearsing and women have heard me perform that and actually gave me standing ovations for it, because I guess it meant to them what it meant to them, you know. And I've had a lot of women come up to me and say, that's a very powerful song, Next. And so, yeah, it has a lot of meaning. And I think that last line where I talk about, I will love you for who you are and not judge you for who or what you were and appreciate you for all you shall become. All I ask is that you allow yourself to escape through me. I mean, I think that's a deep line, not because I wrote it, you know what I mean, but you know, just you know, on our relationship thing, man, you know, just getting past, you know, judging each other for what's happened in the past. If we can get through, you know, we can come back from the past and just start moving into the future with each other. You know, a lot of times, you know, we be coming in here with baggage from other situations and stuff like that. And it kind of doesn't allow us to be able to clearly see like what's in front of us in the present. And it might even dictate how we handle the future. You know what I'm saying? It might not even allow us to have a future. And there's nothing we can do about the past, right? There's nothing we can do about the past. But, you know, I'll chop that up on the relationship side of the podcast when we get into that. You know, I got a whole lot of things going on in my head with that. And the next track was Would It Be Cool? Now, the story behind that is I wanted to, you know, there's a thing going on out here where some brothers feel that, you know, if they show a woman, you know, respect or different things like that, that they're being weak, right? And I just don't think that's the case, man. I think that's part of a man's strength. What's wrong with opening the door for a woman, holding her hand, showing her love or whatever? To me, that's, like I said, that's just a part of your strength, man. And you know, you definitely want to have sex with her, right? So, I mean, it's just those little things, man. And I just think that we need to move away from misconceptions of, you know, what it is to be a real man, or this, that, and the other, man, because it's so much deeper and so much broader than we give it credit for. So, yeah, that's the story behind Would It Be Cool? Because, I mean, that's what I do with my girl, man. I definitely ain't soft. I can give you, I can tell you that. But, you know, like I said, that's another thing. We get through that on our relationship side. And I'm going to come back, man, because we've got like one more song I'm going to play. And then we're going to go ahead on and get on the other side of the playlist, which is going to be the erotic side, right? Matter of fact, I think I'm going to go ahead on and go into that anyway. You know, this is my show. I can do what I want to do, right? But let me explain something to you before we go there. I just think it's important, like in the first half, even when I do my live shows, you know, I think it's important for the ladies to know that I recognize who you are. I appreciate who you are. Or as men, that we recognize who you are, that we appreciate who we are, who you are, that we articulate what we observe and what we see and what we appreciate in you. And then, you know, after we've done that and everything is cool and, you know, you feel in some kind of way, in a good way, then, you know, we can elevate to the other side or the other dimension of our existence. I'm going to get deep here now, which is sensuality, romance, passion. I mean, you know, I'm all about that here. I'm all about that. But like I said, I'm all about the process, too. You know, it takes to get to that place because it is a process, man. And we got to understand as men that every woman has her own individual process. And the best way to find that out is to ask her, you know what I mean? Observe what's going on. And you know what I mean? Just, and then put it into motion. So, yeah. So we're going to go ahead on and get into the erotic side of the show, which is, like I said, you know, where I dwell at anyway. You know, originally, back in the day when this all started, I was, and I still am, what's considered a romantic erotic poet, you know, but eroticism from more like a, you know, not just going straight for the juggler. You know what I mean? I'm more metaphorical with my thing, man, because like I said, I think it's art. I think a woman is beautiful. You know what I mean? So why not approach her from that particular mindset? You know what I mean? Acknowledge her, admire her, even when we're talking about, you know, intimacy and different things like that, that can still be beautiful. It don't got to be all raw and blah, 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 blah. Now, don't get me wrong. There's times when, you know, we're making love that it just goes to the other side and you just want to grab her and she just want to scratch you. And, and it just goes there. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. You know, but, you know, for the most part, though, man, it's about making love, you know, and wherever it escalates to, that's where it escalates to. But it's all good because, you know, like I said, you've done what you need to do to get there. And y'all both on the same page. All right. So, yeah, let's go into the second part of the playlist. Now, let me say this, too. The last two tracks you heard are available on Amazon.com. Like I said, you can just go back to my website, www.backtointimacy.com, and scroll down there. You'll see a little picture of me. You can click on there. That'll take you to the Amazon link. Now, these other tracks that you're about to hear, they're not particularly, they're not out there yet. I'm working on my second album, which is going to be a combination of romance and passion. You know, and so these are kind of like previews of what's to come. Man, I got so many tracks. It's unreal. It's unreal. I probably got about, last count, maybe like 60 tracks. So I got plenty of stuff, and I'm constantly, you know, doing some, you know, writing new stuff and everything. My sister, Karima, from WAMRDB, the woman's station, you know, she has known me for years, man. And she said, I'm like Prince, you know, when you go, man, we're going to have all your music and we're going to play it. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Prince, you know, our birthday is on the same day, June the 7th. We Geminis, you know, big shout out to the authentic Geminis. I know we get a bad rap, but there's a couple authentic Geminis out there, man, who really get it and put the work in, man. For love and respect and whatever they envision that's important for them. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So let's go ahead on and get into the second half of the playlist, y'all. I'm the next level, and this is Sensual Whispers Ladies Night.
Falling hips,
screams escape from engulfing lips. Say my name like only you can. Let me know that you're about to go to the place I love to take you. Fill my mind one word at a time with sensual whispers.
Approval. She sings so sweet and beautiful.
All right, y'all, welcome back. I'm your host, The Next Level, and this is the podcast Back to Intimacy. But tonight is a special edition of Sensual Whispers, the Ladies Night Show. And the last two tracks you heard were actually, I guess, the title of the show, or the title of the theme, which is Back to Intimacy. Now, I'm not really exactly new to the whole blog talk thing. We started this thing years and years and years ago, like 2006, when blog talk first came out. And I had a show called Sensual Whispers at that time, and my show was just straight erotic poetry. I mean, you know, there was a blend of romantic and eroticism, you know, in there, because you can't have one without the other, right? But yeah, it was all about Sensual Whispers, man. And I got like I looked back in the archives, I got about like 54 episodes, you know what I mean? And then I kind of went on hiatus. I think the last show I did, I was looking back in the archives, was like 2006. So I took a serious hiatus, like 11 years. You know, I thought I was just going to be out for a couple months or a couple weeks or something like that. But prior to that, I mean, I had did my show religiously every Monday night from 9 to 11. 2-hour shows, man. Religiously, never fail. And I had a pretty good following, man. It was deep. And like I said, that was kind of like the inception of Blog Talk Radio. It definitely has evolved since then, you know. I'm looking at the switchboard and just some of the features compared to what it used to be. You know, it was cool back then, but it really got fly right now. I mean, you can upload tracks while you're performing, while you're actually doing the show, and you could do it then, but it took a minute. I uploaded a track right now, and it's kind of lagging. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's all good. So, so that was Sensual Whispers. And that's actually from the very first album that I did. It was kind of like a combination of romantic and erotic. So I'm gonna go back to that with this next, with the next CD that I drop. But yeah, that's like you know, one of my old standard songs right there. You know, I performed that live too. I used to do live performances from LA to Nashville. Everywhere I've been, I've basically gone out and did some live shows, and I want to get back into that. But, you know, for right now, I just wanted to, you know, get back into the game a little bit, test the waters out. Last show I think I did was in Atlanta. Yeah, I did a show in Atlanta last year, and it was kind of cool. As a matter of fact, if you go to www.com and type in, and you'll see a link called Live Performances, you can actually see, I think like two of the songs I did there, Back to Intimacy, and I think it was another track that is not in the selection tonight, which was entitled I'm Feeling You, and that's like one of my favorite tracks, man. And that'll probably be when we do the next Ladies Night segment, or depending on what we got going on, that track will definitely find its way into the mix. Like I said, man, I got a lot of music and a lot of ideas that we're going to be putting into fruition, that are going to be coming to fruition. This is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to definitely take it to where it needs to go as far as love, passion, and desire. So that being said, we're going to go ahead on and get back into some more music, all right? I'm The Next Level, and this is Sensual Whispers, Ladies Night.
drops rain down on your body non-stop, causing inhibitions to disappear and eyes to close, leaving your senses completely exposed to the onslaught of my seduction.
Seduction. Seduction.
Suggestions to your sensual subconscious that sends energy surges throughout your primal urges. Part your leg so I can kiss, lick, and suck on your feminine fruits until your juices flow. I want to indulge in your flavor as my tongue slips and slides over quivering fleshy folds, sending scintillating, reverberating shockwaves to your every extremity. My fingertips glide across your skin like gazelles riding across the wind. My actions I repeat until your body is moving to the beat of my every touch. I can tell that you're ready for the final finale, to surrender to me and to my seduction. As you meet as her signature, her grace and me into her lair, laid me on set sheet, allowed me to watch as her hands cast a magic spell upon her body. I observed as the forces of stimulation invaded her until the essence seeped from her beautiful vaginal lips onto my face. She removed her glistening fingers from her divinity, signed her name across my lips, then erased it with her tongue. On me, penetrating beneath my skin, kissing and licking my every nerve ending, until my libido extended in the air like a statue erected in her honor.
Welcome back. Man, I haven't heard some of these tracks in a minute, and it's kind of blowing my mind. I'm thinking, you know, where I was when I wrote it, some of the reactions when I performed the song. So the first one we had is, the first song you heard is called Seduction, which was another song from the original Sensual Whispers album that I did way back when. And Seduction, man, is, for me, is this important. First of all, let me give a shout out to my man, Cool Bless. I was working on his track, and he is like just straight up a hell of a musician, arranger. He's just a bad cat with the music. You know, totally concepts, everything. I'm gonna actually have him on the show, and we're just gonna chop it up, man, so you can really, you know, get a feel for this brother, because he is deep. He heard me working on Seduction. He was like, yo, man, can I come in here and, you know, play some piano, just do some fills on there, man, because I'm really feeling this track. I was like, yeah, man, come on in, man. He came in and like lowered the lights, man, and lit the candles up. And what was crazy is he was like, hey, man, can you recite the poem while I'm doing it? I'm like, yeah, okay. So he was playing, man. I was reciting the piece. And that's how it came out, man. That's what happened. That brother, man, is definitely there on his music game, for real. And, yeah, so that's kind of like a combination of what me and him did. And then I have another song called I Want to Make Jazz to You. that we collaborated on. While I wrote the words, he did music, and we talked about the video. We got a video that I shot at his crib on green screen, man. It's off the chain. I think I'm going to go ahead on and load it up so y'all be able to check it out. So as time goes on, man, I'm going to be, because I'm just setting up a whole lot of things right now all at once. But you can definitely check out backtointimacy.com and see a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And as it develops, which is going to be doing, it's going to be off the chain. It's real important for me. You know, I'm real big on sensual poetry, not because I'm a freak. Well, I'm a freak, but on the real, it's just, it's kind of like, In that particular encounter, it's like the combining of souls and their energies and their spirits. And man, it's just such a deep unification of man and woman in that particular instance. It's just mind-boggling. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. And that's why I write about it the way I do, because I have a respect for it, you know, an incredible appreciation for it. So when I go into it, I just want to put it to music. And let me say something about soft moans. The whole concept about soft moans was to speak up of the commonality in all women in the world, right? I mean, every woman is unique, you know, in how she exists, right? But if she's involved in intimacy, man, and if you're doing it right, you're gonna hear that soft moan. I don't care what language it is or whatever. That's what I'm saying. It's just that it's the universal sound of passion, of pleasure. All right, it's the universal sound of pleasure. You know, she might start speaking Spanish or Japanese after all of that, but that moan is like, no matter where you at, if you're doing it right, you're going to hear that, you know. So that was a concept. A lot of my pieces have those concepts. And even like with she to me represents the embodiment of everything that a woman is. You know, I mean, a lot of women have read that poem and been like, wow, that's me, you know. And it's like, okay, you know, because I kind of, you know, take from pieces here and this, that, and the other, and try to, like I said, come up with something that can be relatable and but respectable too. You know what I mean? Where a woman can just kind of go into herself and relate to that. And I think I got a story about Shea I'm gonna share with y'all. When I was doing a lot of my poetry, especially my eroticism, I felt like if I acted it out in real time, when I performed it, I could go back, I could flash back to that moment and then project what I was feeling into the audience, right? So I did kind of like a reenactment of She. When I say the part, she stood over me, allowed me to watch as her hands cast her magic spell upon her body. I actually had, this is a while back now, I told her about the concept, and, you know, with somebody I was dating at the time, and I was like, can we act this concept out? And she was like, yeah, so, you know. So she literally stood above my face and masturbated, you know what I mean? And I was reciting a poem, and she was getting into it, and, yeah, it was deep. It was deep. I didn't know that she was a squirter, and she almost drowned me. But that's another story. But I mean, like I said, it really brought that to life. You know what I mean? And so it just allows me, like I said, to get deeper into what I do, man, because I'm reliving it every time that I perform it, right? So we're going to go ahead on. We got another song coming up that I really dig. You know, I thought we were going to be, I wanted to just show to be an hour. And I didn't even know if we were going to make that hour, right? But I'm looking at the time and we're almost like at an hour and a half. You know, I don't want to burn y'all out or nothing like that, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this next track. And I hope you really feel in this track. I'm going to let it speak for itself. No, but I will say this. I know that a lot of women really, really dig bubble baths, right? If you dig a bubble bath, raise your hand. Like I can see y'all. So this is entitled Bubble Bath. And the whole concept about that is, you know what? I'm going to play the track, and then when we come back, I'll tell you what the concept is and how I came about it or whatever, okay? I'm the next level, y'all, and this is Sensual Whispers, the Ladies' Night Show.
Your bubble bath, your bubble bath, your bubble bath, your bubble bath, your bubble bath.
By the darkness of your unshared secrets, I watch you switch to automatic pilot, moving through your day, playing the role of perfect mother, loving wife, girlfriend, good employee, caring friend. But in your moments of solitude, I heard the unanswered questions. What about my needs? When do I get a break? I watched as you snuck away from the drab existence of your daily routine to seek refuge in the one place no one could enter. Thoughts accompanied only by your desires, fantasies, and secrets. I realized in order for me to move through you, I had to come to you as your bubble bath. I would be the fragrant water slowly swallowing your body as you submerge into my liquid grasp. I was a presence that laid over your tongue, circling and pulling, biting at your lips as my watery embrace tightened around you. Allowed you to roam free.
Shows too that we do. I'm gonna do some live performances too, so y'all can really see that. That's how I get down in real life. It just ain't like, okay, that's just me, you know, in the studio or whatever, man. I can get it in in real life as well, too, you know, even the singing part, because I'm doing like all of it that you hear on the song. So, yeah, what I wanted to talk to you about, and I hope you really felt Bubble Bath, was that it started off as a short story, because I do short stories from time to time. I actually illustrate them. I'm going to be getting off into a whole lot of stuff. Everything that I didn't do last time, I'm about to do this time. And you know what I mean? And I'm just going to put it out there. So, yeah, it was a short story about this individual who was cursed by this female voodoo witch, you know, and the short story was he ran into her, had sex with her, she fell in love with him, but, you know, to him it was just like a booty call, right? And so, man, she put it on him, and she said that the only way that you can stay alive is to make a woman have an orgasm, but you can't touch her physically. You have to go away. So it has to be mentally or whatever. So he realized that a lot of women dug bubble baths, right? So he actually became this entity that was a ward of the bubbles. Everything that I named was what he became. And so he would stalk these women that he knew that, I can't wait to get home and get in the bubble bath. You know what I mean? And that's what he would do, was basically seduce them during the bubble bath until they came. That's why I was, you know, he wrote across the window, whenever you need me, I'll be there, sign your bubble bath, because it's really an entity. So, but yeah, it just kind of took on a life of its own. But, you know, I know y'all love them bubble baths, man. And so I just try to do things in my work that you guys can relate to without, like I said, getting all out there in the game, whatever. And, you know, just keep it tasteful, you know what I'm saying? But keep it sexy, definitely keep it sexy and hopefully erotic, you know what I mean? Because my definition of eroticism is it's a mutual thing, you know? The woman is enjoying it as much as the man. You know, and it's all about that, because if a woman is enjoying what's going on, it's a whole lot easier to get her to comply. You know, she like, yeah, I'm getting something out of the deal versus, oh, you just get on me and do whatever. And, you know, I'm just going to be sitting here looking crazy. You know, she ain't that motivated. So, yeah, it's about doing what we got to do, brothers, to keep our women motivated, man. If we want to make love to them, we got to give them a reason for them to want to make love to us as well. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, that'll be another thing we'll be talking about. Like, we're going to get deep on the relationship thing. I'm telling you, I talked to some sisters, and if I get all of them on the phone, we might get kicked off a Blog Talk because they off the chain, but they 100, you know what I mean? They 100 with it. And the last track was Close Your Eyes. And the whole concept about that is, think about it. When you close your eyes, you take away your modality of sight. That's what it's called. But just say your sense of sight. So you notice everything else becomes magnified. Like when you lose one sense, the other ones magnify themselves. So you hear more, you feel more. So just closing your eyes just allows you to just absorb everything that's happening. You know, it's kind of like if you know, you with your girl or whatever, and you put a blindfold on her, all the other things become, you know, everything just elevates. Or they put a blindfold on you and you'd be like, what? You know, I'm speaking from experience too, y'all. I ain't just throwing it out to some stuff I heard or whatever. Now, this is real. But look, y'all, we've been here for an hour and a half, and I can't believe how fast it's gone. But like I said, I don't want to burn my bridge, man. But I really want to thank y'all for checking this out, being a part of it, and we will definitely be back. Y'all, we got some stuff in store for y'all. So, like, I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I hope y'all be looking forward to what we're about to do here at Back to Intimacy. All right, I'm the next level, y'all. This was Sensual Whispers Ladies Night. Peace, and I'll see y'all on the other side.